In October, the BBC published a report showing the cost of football for fans across the top four leagues in England.
URN took this investigation one step further and decided to look at the price of sport in Nottingham to see if students were getting a fair deal. It's a beautiful
day. John Robertson's goal has brought glory again to Brian Clough, to Peter Taylor and brilliant Nottingham Forest.
This is URN Sport. In 2014, Nottingham was announced as the first city of football, and earlier this year was given the title City of Sport by the tourism body Visit England.
Along with all these accolades, Nottingham has a great sporting history, being the site of England's Ashes victory in 2015. It is also the home of two-time European champions Nottingham Forest and the world's oldest professional football league club in the form of Notts County.
We went along to their stadium, Meadow Lane, to discuss the club's ticket prices with their CEO, Julian Winters.
Obviously, you're new to the job and this special is all about ticket pricing and match pricing, particularly looking at students. But obviously, because you're new, we understand that ticket pricing is something that you haven't really had much control over because you're so new in the job. But obviously, presumably, you're aware of the BBC recent price of football survey.
Indeed.
In which they compared match day ticket prices from all the different clubs in the Football League. And they found that the cheapest match day ticket at Notts County is the highest in League Two.
Yeah.
Why is that?
There are a combination of factors. I think that the survey is always an interesting survey, and every club I've worked at, I found it quite interesting. But they don't compare apples with apples. That's part of the, you know, without criticising the BBC, the context of this football club being perceived as the most expensive in this division is a little bit difficult. If you think of a match-by-match ticket, or do you think about a season ticket, or are you talking about both?
Just a single match day ticket.
Okay. So, as a consequence of a club getting relegated, which we did, Leagues 1 and 2 are quite similar in stature. Okay, League 1 is obviously better. It carries a few more of what you might perceive as the bigger clubs. I work for one of them, Sheffield United. So it's very difficult for a club that's been relegated and it's looking at its revenue profile to then say, well, let's discount all the tickets. So, you know, once you're dropping into a division, you're coming, you know, you're addressing it from a club that's been relegated rather than a club that's, you know, sort of working against the competition, so to speak. And I get all of the debate around, this £20 sort of number that keeps getting bandied around by the Premier League. Well, and fans mainly, I have to say, not necessarily the Premier League, but much easier for the Premier League to do than actually it is for a League One and Two club to do. Because ticketing is a core central revenue that we have to do well in. We just have to do well in it. For the Premier League clubs, if nobody went to watch them, they wouldn't go out of business. If people stop watching us, we go out of business. So this whole issue of, you know, the £20 ticket, where is the value to be had at the various divisions? Well, the central point is affordability is key for every fan because you don't want to overprice it. But we have to create a revenue that sustains the football club. It still doesn't sustain it here, £24. I'm not saying we're going to increase it, by the way, but the owners still have to continue to put money into this club to sustain it. And I listen to all of that around being the most expensive and so on and so forth. Well, we've been relegated. We're a club of a certain size, got really good facilities. You know, it's not unfair if you compare it against the rest of the league in terms of their facilities and the rest of it. So I've only been in a month, and I say I wasn't party to these things being set, but I can absolutely defend why it's been set.
So you talked about the 5-year fix, which you're coming to the end of now. So next season there'd be sort of there'd be an ability to look at the prices and look around it, because I spoke to Nottingham Forest and they're currently restructuring their pricing model because they want to tap into the student demographic within Nottingham. Mm. Obviously there's over 50,000 students in Nottingham.
Yeah.
So are you thinking of doing the same then once the ticketing sort of fix has ended for the
season?
Funny
enough, I had a discussion this morning with Tim, who's the head of ticketing, about the fact that we're out of the fix and what could we do. So we're talking about it now. We don't have the answers now. The student thing is quite interesting because I think historically here, and I've got to be careful what I say because I don't really know it, this is what I hear, we have done some things on occasion for students and had it as a almost like as a banding, and without being too critical to students, I think it's been abused by certain people getting student cards and turning up and so on and so forth. So it has, in some senses, it's a good thing to do. In my previous club at Sheffield United, we always did a couple, two or three games would be promoted as student games, marketed at the student population, but not a season ticket. Right, that's a different thing. If you put a banding in as a season ticket, which we did as a club, and without being rude, it was taken advantage of.
There are ways around that, though. For example, there's a way for students to sign in to get discounts from Top Shop, Top Man, you know, Debenhams, whatever. And what you have to do is you have to show the certificate or whatever on your phone. But the way you access that is by signing in with your university email account and password. Mm. So isn't there still a way around it? I mean, obviously, yeah. I understand.
You're into systems, so we're moving off the debate a little bit, but I'll answer the question. So we had a system here which was really good. I would call it all singing, all dancing. But it was very expensive. Club gets relegated, needs to cut its costs. The ticketing system was one of those things that was addressed. It doesn't have as good a back office system for CRM, which is what you're talking about, where we can log you as a customer, we have a single customer view, you know. So all of those checks and balances didn't disappear, but we just haven't got a system that's really up to speed to deal with that, if I'm honest. What the club did to address that was changed its, and I'm sort of winging this slightly, so bear with me. So it changed its pricing models with ages. I think we went, instead of being pre-16, we went pre-18, recognising that young people are carrying on an education to 18 now, so we changed it to that, so that there's an under-18 number, not an under-16 number. We do sevens for free, and so on. And then we introduced an 18 to 21 category, which is, okay, You may not say perfectly targeted at students, but nevertheless it is, because it's discounted from what a senior or an adult season ticket would be. So the club tried to address its problems a few years ago with introducing those categories rather than necessarily having just a category for students. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, just to go back to the 18 to 21 bracket. Because Notts County Cricket Club do exactly the same. They have an 18 to 21 bracket. Obviously, it's slightly different for them because their season runs from April to September. All the students are back at home for at least three of those months.
Yeah.
And September's not really viable, etc. But do you think that when it comes to sort of, if you give 18 to 21, the price band 18 to 21 for people of that age, surely your main sort of fan base, your main income comes from Notts County fans who are obviously passionate about it, who want to come see the club, etc. So isn't there an angle to, while the 18 to 21 is good, also have a student thing as well to attract people who don't have a, you know, might not support Notts County, might not have a passion for Notts County, or not even be, you know, that familiar with football. But isn't there an angle to have a student discount so that you can attract these people that you
yeah,
wouldn't
look,
get?
I think I've said it before. The club's tried it. If it really worked, they'd still be doing it. Mm. You know, like I say, I've only been here just over a month, so it's difficult to... I'm trying to be as honest as I can be. I think the club has tried these things in the past. And for whatever reason, they've not worked. A, because I think there was some people taking advantage of the process or the whatever. But it didn't create the interest that perhaps it should. Now, there might be lots of reasons for that, about how it's marketed, how it's positioned, how it's communicated, this ongoing relationship with universities that doesn't exist. that should exist. I've been here, I say 4, 5, 6 weeks, whatever it is. I've met NTU 3 times. I've met Nottingham University once. I'm meeting them again on the 4th of December. Because, not for ticketing reasons, to start with, I just think for relationship reasons, that the club should have relationships with both universities. It should have relationships with colleges. Our scholars, our apprentices are educated with the college. Our ladies' team train at NTU and a little bit at NU. Our academy is based at NU. Our first team is now training a day a week at NTU at Clifton. And all of that builds relationships with the universities. And then from that come all sorts of other benefits to both sides, I think. You know, then getting to that point where the relationship is strong, and then when you do things, they work better. I think to all of a sudden just write something down on paper, promote it to students and say, you know, here's a season ticket, a bit discounted from the 18 to 21, over to you, kind of doesn't work.
Nottingham not only contains renowned football and cricket venues, but also the National Ice Centre, the home of our local ice hockey team, the Nottingham Panthers.
With a capacity of 7,500, the Panthers are the second largest ice hockey team in the country. While average attendance sits at an impressive 5,300 for this season, there is still an untapped student audience that the club have not taken advantage of.
We tried to contact the team's general manager, but unfortunately, after multiple attempts, they still were unwilling to communicate with us.
So we turned our attention to Nottingham Forest instead. With the largest ground and fan base of any club across Nottinghamshire, Forest have a great potential to attract students to their games.
However, in the BBC's Price of Football study, they were found to have very average prices for the championship, and at the time, weren't accommodating to students. We went along to ask the fans what they thought of the prices.
I think the season tickets aren't too bad, but I think match day tickets are a bit expensive. I've got friends that just buy tickets on the day and might say it's getting a bit expensive, certainly for the general public now. It's expensive to come to a game, especially if you're buying, go for a drink and then having a burger and whatever. It can be, you've got a couple of kids, it can be quite expensive, can't it? I think the way things are going, I think it's getting too tight because the prices keep going up, but you know, the facilities aren't changing, so and sometimes the football isn't that great. So, but yeah, I think the price of just a general day ticket should go down, really, to be honest.
I've had to make some radical decisions, but if I would shoot myself in the foot if I didn't do something that I enjoy doing. But it does impact on me, and I have to manage my finances to make sure I come. I don't spend my money on anything else apart from the football and the cricket.
So in terms of your tickets for today, sir, are you a season ticket holder? And do you think they're competitively priced? Are you happy with the price you pay?
No, not at all.
No.
Too overpriced, not value for money. Needs to be a good reduction in the price in future. Otherwise, it won't be sustainable.
For me, what I'd like to see, I know it's a bit difficult for an individual club to do it, I'd like to see players paid a lot less.
Yeah.
Bring them back down to earth a bit and drop prices that way.
And in terms of merchandising, the shirts, the scarves, do you think they're competitive? Too expensive?
Too expensive. Shirts are far too expensive. Especially when they change them every year.
Expensive as well, yeah. For families, and especially with, you know, people with 2 kids or whatever, they've got to buy a football shirt for each one. I mean, you can be spending £100 really these days on merchandise, and it's just so expensive. So yeah.
We've since spoken to the club's media and communications manager, Ben White, about what Nottingham Forest have done to address this.
We recently interviewed some fans, most notably someone who wasn't originally from Nottingham, and explained that he used to be a student and that he got into watching the club via a £10 student ticket deal.
Right.
Is this something that you're planning to sort of bring back in the near future, potentially?
Always looking at new ways to try and give students the best opportunity and most affordable opportunity to come down and watch games. In the past, we've done one-off promotions. I think in the last couple of years, we've had tickets priced at £2 and at £5 for students. I think the one where we priced them at £2, we had over 1,000 students came down. In fact, I think quite a few of them missed the start of kickoff because they came down pretty late on in the day and they were queuing around the block to get in. So we know the demand's there, and we know that given at the right price, the students will attend games because they're football fans, and that's what they want to see, football, whether it's your team or not. You know, a Saturday, 3 o'clock or Tuesday night, sometimes there's nothing better than just going and watching a live game of football. So we're always open to these offers. and I think that is something that we will look to in the future. We welcome feedback from the students, and obviously opportunities like this to communicate directly with them is brilliant, because we want to know what they want as well. So this is their opportunity to tell us what sort of offering do they want, and obviously given a business mind and a hat on, obviously they'd like to come down for free, but we have to look at it from a business perspective, and we have season ticket holders who we have to honour and make sure that they feel that they're getting the best value for money, because you know, obviously they commit a lot of finance to supporting the club.
We push back the data bit because you said you're in the middle of restructuring prices.
Yeah.
And one of the parts of that was to appeal more broadly to a student demographic.
Mm.
So what sort of things have been discussed? What sort of things are you going to do?
Well, we were looking at the average student attendance for games, and we felt it wasn't enough. You know, we're not talking hundreds, we're talking less than that. Students were coming down to the ground, apart from when we were doing our promotions. We thought, obviously, money is a major factor for students, and you know, their education is priority, and their finances suffer because of that. And obviously, they have their grants and their loans, which we've all had when we've gone to university. But that needs to go on resources rather than necessarily entertainment. And we felt that the last thing a student needs is a rigorous process, which is complex and maybe a little bit off-putting, to come and get a membership. We need to simplify it. So the one thing that we've been speaking about over the last couple of weeks is creating this membership, which is pain-free. You come in, show one form of ID, you get signed up onto the membership scheme, then it's a £14 on average, £14 ticket throughout the season. Now, like I said before, it doesn't cost anything to join the membership. But when you break that down and you look at what it would be game by game if you weren't a member for a student, it equates to £21 on average per game, which is, you know, a considerable increase in the 14. So I think for us, we just wanted to make the students realise that it is affordable. It's not a season commitment. You don't have to come to every game, because I appreciate people go home for Christmas and for the other holidays, so that they're not always around. And, you know, Tuesday nights, if we have a midweek game, I know sometimes that maybe the priority is on a night out somewhere to blow off some steam or something like that, you know. But there's no reason why you can't incorporate a game of football in that night out, you know. We've all been there, and we all know that the pre-drinks last probably till 12 o'clock, and then you go into the club. So for us, come down and watch the football, you know, make that part of your pre-go-out ritual. It's only £14, and you probably spend that on booze anyway. So for us, you know, come down, have a enjoyable, hopefully, experience, which we can, with feedback, keep it increasing and making it a better experience. But the £14 on average ticket, I think, is a great offering for students, really, to come down. It's a group, you know, it's a day out for more than one person, and you can come down, you can make a real day of it. You know, we're sat on the doorstep of West Bridgeford, which is, you know, massive student population in there, and it's a walk away, so travel's not a problem. And you'd like to think that they may be tempted by a night out at City Ground followed by into the city. So, you know, the offer's there of £14, and we feel that reflects the experience that they'll receive on a night or a Saturday afternoon.
How long has that reform been on the cards then?
Well, only recently this season, because we've been doing these one-off promotions, we felt that they were sufficient, really. We felt that was enough, and we thought that the students, there wasn't the appetite from the students to come to the game, so we felt that one-off promotions probably was the best way to get them down on a mass. As we've looked into it, we have a great relationship with Trent University, with apprentices coming in from an employment structure. We have a couple of people who are on placements for the year from Trent. I think three or four of our staff up there, who are permanent staff, all came from Trent. And it means that we know that the football is the most popular sport in the country. Doesn't matter if you're from Manchester, from London, wherever, you know, you love football and you want to come down and you want to watch it. And we felt that we needed to maybe do more to create an atmosphere and a price structure which was more appealing to them, rather than just maybe letting it go stale and not keeping up with the times. So I think in the last year we've kind of seen that trend, and we've seen our student attendances drop. So we felt we needed to act upon it, and we felt that it was maybe just a bit too much of a long-winded process to become and get into the stadium. So we simplified that, dropped the price down. Obviously, the average cost now, £14, is something that we think that should be affordable on a couple of occasions per season.
How are you planning? Obviously, you said you had good connections with Trent University. It's about 25,000 students, and then Nottingham has University of Nottingham has 38,000 students.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, how? What's your sort of marketing plan for that?
Well, from our perspective, it's an open hand really to the universities. We welcome them to come to us and tell us what they want. You know, we're not arrogant enough to think, so we won't sit there and think we've got all the answers. We want to work in partnership, as we do with Trent University, as we do with other organisations. We very much feel that we can benefit and they can benefit from this offering, and that's why we're always looking at ways to try and incorporate the organisations into our marketing strategy. The city has a great sporting culture, and it would be a shame not to capitalise on that. And when people come here, I'm sure that people come here from other cities knowing about the culture and knowing about the sporting background. You know, the film that's recently come out, the I Believe in Miracles film, which is across cinemas, and the book's out now, is just another example and another reminder to people coming from far and wide. All right, it might be their mums and dads that are telling them about it, but there is great history at this football club. There is great history across the Trent at Meadow Lane. We have Trent Bridge right with a stone's throw away from here as well, with the Panthers as well. We've got the Ice Arena, which is a fantastic venue for concerts, etc. Theatre Royal, which has got a lot of heritage as well. There's just so much offering in the city that I think we club together and we come together, we can really produce an offering which can't be beaten by a lot of cities. And I think we need to be proud of that and maybe shout about it a bit more. I think we've maybe in the past not been outspoken enough and maybe just let people come to us rather than going to them. So I think it's a 50-50 between us and the universities, and we need to get our heads together and come up with some ideas, really, and come up with some incentives for students to want to come down.
So you're saying before sort of this year there hasn't really been much communication between you and the university? Or
I think there's always been communication. I just don't think maybe it's probably been done in the right way, and I think that I think it could be improved. And I think year by year it changes, and the demands of students change, the price of living changes, so you have to adapt accordingly. And I think from our perspective, we need to make sure that we're on the ball with that, and we need to make sure that we give them an offering which they can't refuse. We appreciate the fact that students have a very busy schedule with their workload, and there are certain times of the year that perhaps they can't commit to something. That's why making a free membership allows them to come at an affordable price on any game they choose, rather than a season commitment or a bundle package commitment. This allows them to pick and choose the games they want to come, which we feel is a better opportunity for a student and a better route into a student's lifestyle, because they can't really commit all year round. So the £14 on average, I think, is the best way to do that.
So do you think that £14 is cheap enough for a student ticket? Do you think it should be cheaper still? What can clubs in Nottingham do to get you to their games?
Send us your opinions about this or anything else we've discussed by texting us on 07903 545 252, tweet us at URN1350, or send us a free web text on urn1350.net.
You're listening to The Price of Sport in Nottingham on URN.
Hello, this is James Goodison. You're listening to University Radio Nottingham. I'm live in the studio now with David, Joe and Nick. So before the break, we asked you to send in your thoughts about the £14 student tickets at Nottingham Forest, as well as everything else we've been talking about so far. Let's move firstly on to Notts County, which was the first interview that we had with Julian Winter, the CEO. Do you think that obviously they said they're in a 5-year price fix and they were just coming to the end. He seemed quite apathetic when it came to student prices, and that it probably wasn't worth changing anything for. Do you think that's because the club's in, you know, League Two, and he doesn't think that dropping prices will do anything? It's not worth it for the amount of money that they could get out of it?
I think he seemed quite clear that the main reason he felt so strongly about it was because the club had been cheated out of money in the past because students or people associated with students took advantage of the offer. But that was on season tickets. I think that a match day reduction would not cause too much of an issue in terms of like losing revenue for the club. Although he was quite clear that he thinks under 21 bracket was the way forward and not a student specific deal, because He didn't want locals or regulars to feel like they were being mistreated, because even though they're the student age, they can't get the deal because they don't attend one of the universities.
Perhaps a complete reverse of that, though, is Nottingham Forest, who, as it was said in the interview there by Ben White, they've dropped student prices to £14. £14 for a game in the Championship, I think that's pretty good quality. Obviously, it's not £14 overall, because you're going to go, you're going to have a drink, maybe something to eat. Could be, you know, £30 in the end. But, you know, David, would you spend £14 on a ticket to Nottingham Forest?
Well, I think you've just made the point clear there that it's not necessarily just the £14 you're factoring in. You're factoring in everything else, how much it costs to get there, how much you spend once you're there. And the £14 is one part of that. And for a football match, that's actually a very impressive price for it to be. And I think that will do wonders, or it will at least help students who are concerned about how much they are going to spend. Would they consider spending the same amount of money overall going out somewhere else? Would they consider that in, you know, taxis to someone's house for, you know, a party, for instance, and how much money they spend on that? So I do think this is a good thing for the student demographic as a whole.
Do you think that it's just a case of marketing it correctly?
Well, that's one aspect of it, but I definitely think that even if they don't market it properly to students, or even if they do end up reneging on it slightly and just make it this kind of age thing, this age bracket, as was said in the Notts County interview, it's slightly less important for them in the Championship because they will get other revenue streams, and it's not as vital as it would be for a Premier League team. But Notts Forest are a big enough club that they can afford for this to have a slight, not a negative impact, but they can afford for it to not be as effective as they need it to be. So they are going to have to market it well enough that it's going to avoid that problem. But if it is a problem for them, then it's not going to hit them massively.
Joe, Ben White in the interview said specifically that students were an untapped demographic in Nottingham. So, I mean, do you think that's true? Do you think Notts County are untapped? Do you think the Trent Bridge haven't done it? Do you think that everything else like that? Do you think that Nottingham Forest have won the race here? Obviously, they've got to step up on County because of the Championship. That's two leagues above Notts County. £14, it's a lovely ground. You'll be playing relatively good competition. You'd hope they'd be playing relatively good football as well. Do you think that they've sort of, you know, won the race when it comes to student pricing?
I wouldn't say that they've won the race. I'd say they've got a head start on County, on Trent Bridge, and on the Panthers, of the other sports teams in Nottingham. But yeah, no, I think there's just generally an untapped student demographic. Firstly, because of what Julian Winters said in his interview, that you know, officials need to sustain a solid income of the club due to ticket revenue. But I think what he fails to realise is that, you know, lowering it to a very cheap, reasonable fee will accumulate more people that come through the turnstiles, and therefore a greater income. So I think that's, you know, a major factor that people need to realise. I mean, £14 is reasonable. £14 is reasonable, but, you know, when you compare it to other leisure activities that students might partake in, say a ticket to a nightclub, £6 to get into Ocean, it's people are always gonna choose that because it's cheaper.
So if you want to get your opinions heard, send us a text at 07903 545252, tweet us at URN Sport, or send us a free web text at urn1350.net. So having seen the prices in the second and fourth tiers of football, our team decided to look further down the leagues and see what's available for students at Ilkeston FC in the seventh level of English football, where we spoke to the club's chairman, Nigel Harrop, who had this to say.
We were looking at your prices before that seemed to be very reasonable, £6 yeah. for adults, £4 yeah. for concessions. And do concessions include students?
Yeah, they do, yeah. For the last, really, I think a lot of the clubs in our league would put the general price. It was nine. We were charging £9 last year. I think £5 for adults and £1 for a child. And we sat down in the summer and thought, well, we do need more people here. Let's make it even easier for them to get here. And we contacted the league and asked them how much it would be, the minimum price we could charge. I was told by the chairman of the league that they were having a meeting about it in a few days' time, but currently it had been for a few years £5. They had a meeting, I think got worried about what we were going to do, because we push the boundaries a little bit, which it ruffles a few feathers when you're doing something different. and they said to came back and said we're putting it sort of £6, which is a nightmare for us because we've got change wise, £5 would have been great. Game for a fiver would have been a great sales thing, but we've had to make it £6 and, you know, obviously make it cheaper and make it affordable for everybody. Kids free. I want the kids here. The kids are the future. We go around to schools. Our sponsor, Simon Labina, is constantly saying to me, let's give tickets out to the schools. Let's get all the kids here. If you own the club and you want to open the doors and you want to say it's £3 for everybody to come in, you should be able to do it. But life isn't like that.
So you said the that some of the teams in the league are running off of like 150 people coming to watch the games. So when you drop the prices down to £6, you said the reaction was sort of, what are you doing? Did any other clubs follow suit, or are they still
Nobody.
A lot higher?
Nobody.
What's the price?
They've looked at it. Clubs have looked at it, and they're looking at it in a different way. You see, a club that's got 150 going to watch them, they're not going to do that because they've got no other real... They might have a little bit of sponsorship, and there's lots of clubs that... They can't understand how we're doing it. Gary Neville can't understand how... I mean, he probably doesn't, but he doesn't... I don't think he appreciates how we're making it work full-time. And it is difficult, and it's about balancing the books, but it's about numbers of boys and everything like that. So a club like, for instance, somebody in our league, Ashton United... A good team and everything, but they've got a very, very small following, and they've got a lot of competition around the Manchester area with FC United, lots of them, Trafford, all of those around there. If one of them drops a price, the others are going to be really worried about it because they're going to think, well, are they going to go and watch them and not watch us? And so you've got a problem there. And I think the Northern Premier League were worried about that because they are a Northern-based team. They've got a lot of teams in the Manchester area. So it's a little bit different here. We've got Belper, who are in a league below. We've got Micklover in the same league. But not real competition. People who come to Ilkeston are not going to go and watch Micklover instead or the other way around.
I was going to say, do you think when you're advertising tickets and getting people through the doors? You mentioned earlier that you sometimes have some County and some Forest fans coming along.
Yeah.
But do you feel like you're competing for a different demographics money when it comes to tickets than Forest and County and Derby?
Well, definitely. But at the end of the day, we can't give the fans what they can give. We've not got the stadium. We've not got, you know, we're not in a league like that. What we can give is entertainment, but obviously it's a different level. So I just, at the end of the day, I think football in this country is too expensive. And the German way, everybody says, oh, it's cheap, you go and watch a game in Germany. It is to watch certain things, but if you really look at it, it isn't, you know, it isn't as cheap as everybody makes it, but it's a lot cheaper than it is in this country. You go and take a family to go and watch somebody like Arsenal in the Premier League or something, it's frightening, absolutely frightening. You couldn't do that unless you lived in London on high wages. So, you know, going to watch England. I mean, for me, I don't know why England, they keep talking about it, move around the country, like when they were doing Wembley. Move around the country, come to Derby, give people a chance to go and see it. But.
Okay. So do you feel that students are then part of that demographic of people that you're trying to target? Or do you feel that, I mean, for us as Nottingham students, it takes something like best part of 45 minutes to get a bus here from Derby. It's 30 minutes or so. Do you feel that perhaps the reach is too far then in terms of travel and logistics to be able to appeal to the student demographic as well?
Maybe. It's very interesting where all of your students have actually arrived from, what parts of the country, whether they were interested in non-league football. There's things going off at Ilkeston that might interest me. So you've got a fan like that, but you've got a fan maybe who supported Villa or say West Ham or something, and they come to Nottingham, and are they going to come and watch Ilkeston? Probably not. If they've got any sense, they will, because if they knew anything about football and what... Not, I'm not saying they would leave that, but they might be interested in football because I think they'd see that we're trying to do it the same way that West Ham try to do it. You know, we're trying to we're appealing to a different. It's very, very difficult. I can see what your point is, and it could be expensive for a student to come. Other than kind of having an open invite, one match for say all the students in your university to come, which I would willingly do, how many would come? It'd be very interesting to find that out.
And have you made sort of any attempts to try and fashion a partnership with any of the universities or colleges or schools?
Not really. No. Some of the schools, and basically, I mean, since March, it's been fighting fires. I took over a club that had quite a bit of debt, so we've had to try and address that, and we're working on that all the time. And obviously, players moving on helps, but we're trying to get the thing so it's steering the ship in the right direction. And sure, we want more fans. If you could help doing that through your radio show, telling people about us, letting them know, I'd welcome the manager going on there and all sorts of people going on there to talk to you, because I think you'd find it interesting, and I think the people would. A lot of people don't know what's going off here. They think there's something going off, and people come and they try and find out, and like I say, Gary Neville and people like that, they don't know how we're doing it, and they think, well, somebody must be really putting money in. Well, it doesn't work like that. Non-league clubs are notorious for losing money, and league clubs are as well. Say, if you want to lose money, own a football club. But you know, if you believe in what you're doing though, and you think you're doing it right, and you can move things in the right direction, I don't see any reason why you can't make money out of football clubs. The rich people are doing it at the top end, aren't they? So it must work in a similar scale down, further down.
As Mr. Harrop said, the club would happily cater to students, and at such cheap prices they are already a very tempting offer. But due to their stature and distance from the city, they may struggle to convince students to come out and watch.
But for another team in Nottingham, distance is certainly not as big of a factor. Nottinghamshire Cricket Club are based at the Trent Bridge Ground, just over the river.
As one of the biggest names in English cricket, you would have thought that Trent Bridge would garner a large following from the students who come to the city.
We spoke to Dave Straw, the digital marketing manager at the cricket club, and he told us that that's not the case.
Overall with ticket prices, how are they decided, and do they vary during your career here?
They're fairly set. Ticket prices are fairly standardised. They've been very similar for a number of years. It's driven by our membership. So our membership is our most attractive product. So our season ticket holders are the members. Are offered the best value membership in county cricket at Trent Bridge. So all the membership prices are the cheapest in county cricket for people who want to watch their cricket at Trent Bridge, and everything hangs off there. So junior members and under 21s and 25s have their own membership pricing structures in place to match those kind of people with comparative earnings and disposable income to buy entertainment as they get here. Match by match basis, tickets are broken down on under 16s, under 21s and adults. And then comparatively for a 2020 match, which we find the most attractive for especially the student population, they're £15 in advance for an adult match ticket for a 2020 game, which in the landscape of adult tickets across the sporting landscape in Nottingham is far and away the cheapest.
In terms of, obviously, cricket is unique in the fact that you cater to so many different types of cricket, 2020, test matches, one dayers, and they all must be completely different in terms of, you know, pricing and what the sort of the average spend is. How exactly do you compete for student tickets across these different things? Is there a specific market you tailor to? Do you go for 2020 so that it's a Friday night and they just pop down for a bit?
It's a strange one, given the cricket season starts in April and runs through till September. So the traditional student demographic barely applies to cricket fans, because by the time the 2020s start at the end of May and run through June, the term time's almost over, it's exam time, and people are going back to across the country, having studied in Nottingham for 9 months. So I think in comparison to the football clubs especially, they would be in more direct competition for student fans, given that their season runs alongside the academic year. We're in a better position to get people before they leave, and equally those students who are from Nottingham that study away, so they come back for the summer and go from there. So we don't have anything in place specifically tailored to students, but a lot of our age group range of tickets, be it international or otherwise, tailored for those guys in those demographics, because we see everyone as equal in that respect.
Do you find that there's sort of a spike at the end of normally at the end of June, when there's those 2 or 3 weeks for students where their exams are finished, it's the last term of the year where it's a lot shorter, so they have some money left. Do you find that there's some sort of like spike to cricket at those times?
There's no marked spike. Looking at our attendance figures, I'll use the 2020 matches as a comparison because we track those sales through the summer. We track those sales week on week and compare them very closely to one another, and they tend to be the ones that appeal to that demographic far more. So we don't see a specific spike later in the tournament to combine with the end of exam season before people start going home. What we do consider ourselves quite good at is retaining the audience. Those people who come on for the discount, we traditionally have a discounted first game. So the campaign we've always run is £10 for 10,000. So we aim to get 10,000 people in Trent Bridge for the first 2020 match at £10 a ticket. And then our plan then is to kind of retain that audience moving forward. So our average attendance was over 10,000 across the seven games last year. Was there a massive spike over late in the tournament? Probably not, but we'd always look to capitalise on those opportunities if they're there.
It's the end of the term, and they pretty much only have 2 weeks. The cricket season then runs for the entirety of summer, where everyone's back at home, and then a tiny bit in September. Do you find that there's the same question again, effectively, for September? Do you find that there's anything? It's like a completely different change, isn't it? Because it's at the end of the year in comparison to they're just settling back in. Do you find that there's any students who come? Do you find your numbers raise slightly when Trent and Uniov come back?
Yes and no. I think this year we're likely to see a rise in our second ODI of the summer is late August, start September, so that might just about cross over. But really the attractiveness of fixtures to that demographic may be more weighted towards the start of the summer when it's people coming at the end of exam season, going home or returning to Nottingham. Historically, we've only had some of the four-day county championship matches played at Trent Bridge in September, which aren't as heavily promoted across the board anyway because they're less financially viable and they're very well attended by our members. So the members would enjoy coming to county championship matches in September. We've never seen a huge uptake in students at that stage.
And so do the club, apart from the sort of their first game ticket, do the club offer any deals for students throughout the season?
We almost try not to. We would, from our perspective as a club, we would rather treat people of age brackets in exactly the same way, be it someone that's coming to the city to study, be it a student who lives here and studies away and comes back, be it someone in their early 20s who'd like to come to the cricket. We almost devalue their products by offering specific student discounts. So if you take the archetypal student straight from school, end of sixth form or like I was at 18, comes to university for 3 years, leaves at the age of 21. Our under 21 membership is £36 for an entire summer, so that access to all the games across the 6 months. So really, if you buy two or three 2020 tickets, you make your money comparatively that's that low. So there's no, while we don't do anything specifically tailored towards students, there are certainly financially viable ways for driving that attendance.
Students who come to Nottingham Trent and the University of Nottingham are more likely to have disposable income from their student loan, especially at the end of the smallest term, where we get the same amount of money as the other two terms. So don't you think there's perhaps an angle to go for that, to offer them a slight discount to bring them in?
But why would we lessen the experience for another member, another section of the demographic, and offer extra for students? I think it's weird. Our membership is such good value that £36 for that includes up to 40 days of cricket. So if you overall you're paying less than £1 per day of cricket, if that's not affordable for anybody under 21, then we failed in that respect. Equally, I don't think we should devalue the experience, given that we don't directly have to compete for the attendance as tightly as the football clubs would have to do and almost price each other out of the market in some respects. I think the experience of watching sport at Trent Bridge is very different to either Notts County or Nottingham Forest. And I think the way that we've gone about our business in looking after our members and trying to encourage people to join the club rather than just come once or twice is how we grow and how we develop. And I think almost doing something especially for students, especially those who are going to be coming for the start of the season and disappearing in relation to possibly other demographics or other people who would be here through the summer to join us, might almost be to the detriment of their experience.
So effectively, your prices are good enough for that bracket that you don't feel like offering any less is worthwhile because it's so good an offer anyway, and you don't want to take the risk of isolating local people of the same sort of age bracket.
That's a very brutal way of looking at it. I think fundamentally, for an under 16, for a junior to come and join Trent Bridge, it would be £26 for a summer. For an under 21, it's £36. For an under 25 of any walk of life, we look at £90 to £160 for a full adult season ticket, where you look at £350 upwards for either of the football clubs. I think to just purely look at the financial gain over a student-specific thing would be completely at odds with how we stand as a club and our values as a club and as an organisation, which is to be encompassing, allow anybody to choose to join us, and hopefully once you come to Trent Bridge, retain it from there.
At the start of this investigation, we believed that students were a great untapped potential in the city of Nottingham.
Some of the teams we spoke to either didn't think the student demographic was worth targeting or that students are just part of an age group. Others, such as Nottingham Forest, felt they could do more. The panel will now debate this further.
If you have any thoughts which we haven't touched upon, feel free to get in contact with us. You can send us a free web text at urn1350.net, text us on 07903 545252, or tweet us at urn1350 or at urnsport.
That was David Straw, the digital marketing manager at Trent Bridge. So, after working on this piece and listening to the interviews, what's your opinion on the price of sport in Nottingham? Obviously, Nottingham won that award, City of Sport, City of Football as well. And you have that, I was saying to Dave Straw after the interview, how strange it was. Nottingham's unique in the fact it has that corridor of sport. It has the Capital FM Arena, followed by the two football grounds, followed by Trent Bridge, all within some, like, a small, you know, walk away. So is it simply a case that Trent Bridge don't want to cater to students because of the season times, County can't cater to students because of relegation and finances, and Nottingham Forest have only just started to ramp it up now? So do you think there's any point in catering to 50,000 students within Nottingham?
Well, you can argue that it's worth attempting to capture a portion of that market, but we are slightly guilty of expecting them to do far too much for us if we honestly say that the prices that they have, which for one reason or another they have chosen, be it because their season is as long as it is or it goes on at the time it does, or be it that they need to retain more money because they've been relegated to a different league, we would be very guilty of expecting them to do too much for us if they make an uneconomical decision and it negatively impacts them.
But I think it's not necessarily uneconomical for a club to bring in people that aren't coming anyway. Like, they're not, neither club, to my knowledge, I know Forest aren't, County I don't think are either, filling the stadiums week in, week out. So there are seats empty where no revenue is coming in from that. I understand they want the main fan base to have first priority. That should remain the same. They could open it up to students maybe 2 days before the match, 3 days before the match, and just simply fill the stadium.
I do agree with you there, Nick. However, I think it is in the club's sort of best interest really to kind of cater for their main fan bases, be that, you know, the diehard fans, families, kids, you know, schemes to get school kids into these grounds, because they have an affiliation and an attachment to the city and to the clubs, whereas us as students, you know, we come from far and wide, we don't have that. And we are more likely, and, you know, the owners of these clubs are more likely to expect us to spend money on other leisure activities, be that going out, clubbing, etc. But Forest, I think, however, have, you know, done the right thing in realising that, you know, they have a standard of football, you know, that is sufficient enough to entice students and has a quality enough to entice students to go and watch them. And they, you know, they are a Championship club, maybe not this season have the potential to go in the Premier League, but yeah, they have that potential to entice students.
But this is it, they're not targeting 50,000 students because 50,000 students don't like football. Not every single student at both universities is a fan of football, cares about football, would rather go to a football game than to a club. I'm saying there is at least 5,000 students, probably, probability-wise, there must be at least 5,000 students who would rather spend the money not going out one night to get drunk or whatever, and would rather go enjoy an afternoon of football with their mates, maybe go down the pub for a pint.
But if you are looking at that from a business decision, if you are one of the people that we've interviewed, how on earth can you make a judgment on numbers? And how can you decide whether that's worthy or not? Because all it takes is you predict for that to be 5,000 and for that to be economical, and all of a sudden, oh, only 500 turn up for a game.
Well, surely all you have to do is offer like one or two special offers like that and then decide whether or not to introduce it properly, which is exactly actually what Nottingham Forest have done.
And I don't think that you mentioned, David, which I completely agree with, we expect too much, but they've effectively halved the price. £14 is half of a regular full priced match day ticket. So the students that really want to go and watch football just because they love football will be willing to pay that amount, and you won't get the kind of undesirable group, if you like, who are just there to get drunk and cause trouble.
So rather than perhaps aim it specifically at students, would it not be better for them to create a couple of games or various, you know, maybe weeks or so, depending on the type of ground and the type of matches that they play, to try it out, to see whether there would be a willing student body or willing age body? Because are we saying we expect too much in expecting them to cater to us being students rather than us being of a certain age?
But the thing is it's not a case of us expecting too much. They don't owe us anything. It's the fact that the clubs, financially, if you're in a city where, you know, you're not at the top of your game, Forest aren't in the Premier League, County aren't in, you know, County are in League Two, relegated last year, they are not filling their stadiums, and they have 50,000 people who you know, aren't diehard fans, who they could rope in with nice tickets. It's an experience, it's different. You know, like, it's not a case of, oh, you know, why aren't you giving us students an offer? It's a case of, why aren't you targeting and, you know, exploiting the demographic that is ingrained within your city? It's not going away. The same numbers will roll over and over and over again. If anything, they'll increase because of more people are going to university now.
That's exactly it. And because, obviously, people who love football and will probably want to go already have a childhood club or a club they support, aren't going to necessarily become diehard Forest fans. But maybe me as a QPR fan brings along Fred, who is just coming along for the ride, but he then becomes maybe a Forest fan, and they're gaining support long term necessarily by introducing these offers now. Support, they'll keep coming back, and they maybe in the future will get a more growing kind of audience and growing fan base.
I think another factor to kind of draw to on the aspect of getting fans is the process and convenience of it, because what was said at Forest is that, you know, they have to go and register with a student, you know, valid student identification days before to actually, you know, go and watch a game. I think, you know, that kind of whole process of actually being able to watch them at a discounted price puts people off more so than the actual ticket price for me. And, you know, getting there via taxi or a bus that they don't, you know about is, you know, more of an alien concept, and maybe why they don't want to go and see games.
So we've run out of time for this URN Sports special, in which we've found that many clubs in Nottinghamshire don't specifically cater to students, which can be partly blamed on circumstances they can't control, but that even those that do cater to students still have improvements to make, whether it be through lower costs or a bigger push to market what they have to offer to this valuable demographic. If you've missed some of this special, you can catch up on audioboom.com/URN speech, and make sure to follow us on Twitter at URN Sport.
You're listening to The Price of Sport in Nottingham on URN.